WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two strikes for the Trump tariffs in court, but then an appeals court umpire waved them ahead today. That puts on hold the earlier rulings and said that Trump cannot invoke emergency powers.
The White House says the appeals court ruling is a, quote, positive development. Spokesman Kush Desai says in a statement that regardless of how this issue plays out in court, the president will, quote, continue to use all tools at his disposal to advance trade policy that works for all Americans. Meanwhile, the White House says it continues negotiations with countries all around the world to try and reach trade deals. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two big retailers say tariffs are hurting their profits. Gap took a big hit and Best Buy lowered its outlook. Mediterranean Shipping Company is dropping business at the Port of New Orleans because of decline in demand tied to tariffs. Homeland Security announcing the arrests of more than 100 undocumented migrants from a construction site in the College Town neighborhood of Tallahassee. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from reducing funding for scientific research in the state, specifically at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Milwaukee. It requests a court order blocking two National Science Foundation orders that paused multiple projects and would leave the universities unable to pay for research materials. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Beaver Management Plan Committee. According to a press release, the agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until June 20th. A group of wakeboating enthusiasts have filed a lawsuit against a Burnett County town, claiming an ordinance meant to restrict certain artificial wake activities on its lakes is unconstitutional. The lawsuit was filed against the town of Scott earlier this month and requests injunctive relief against enforcement efforts of what they call the vague, overbroad, and illegal ordinance. The ordinance was approved in November, and this lawsuit is the first legal action filed over wake-enhanced boating in Wisconsin amid growing controversy over the issue. Town of Cable residents voted to approve a split in town clerk and treasurer responsibilities into two separate positions at their recent annual meeting. The vote to make the change was unanimous, with officials saying the workload of the combined job had grown substantially and it was no longer possible to have one person handle both. The town clerk and town treasurer will now be two separate positions, with the clerk handling disbursements and the treasurer handling deposits. It also means the town will not need to conduct an audit every year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs, wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then becoming partly cloudy tonight, to a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. And low to mid-80s with sunshine for this weekend. Currently, it's 66.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early, Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us, plus our regular Week in Review guests, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, and journalists Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Wilder.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's do this. Conrad, should we do this?
I think we should light it up Thursday style.
I think it needs to be done. If we don't do it, who will? It is Thursday night, and this is Nightlight. We are broadcasting, as Todd Michaels with those golden pipes just told you, from downtown Green Bay, statewide. Great to have you with me, no matter where you're joining us from and no matter how, whether it's on the old-fashioned radio, the Civic Media app, or on the stream. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Whatever's convenient. You can stream us. You can watch the radio, folks. How cool is that? That's right. Radio hosts like myself can no longer just roll out of bed and put on a baseball cap. Now we are basically on TV, and we get many stream viewers, and it's great to have those viewers as well, and it forces me to clean up a little bit, which is great. So you can stream us on YouTube and Facebook and X, WGBW website, the WISS website. There's all kinds of ways you can nightlight. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We always appreciate those. But great to have you with me. We got a great question tonight, a really fun show. We're going to announce, or I'm going to plug a new contest we have here at Civic Media that you'll want to hear all about if you haven't already. But tonight we have a lot of fun. It's the popcorn pick of the week because it's Thursday. What do we call Thursday, Conrad?
It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays.
Damn right, buddy. and we have to make the popcorn pick of the week, movie buff and my friend and PBS producer Mary Picorni Donlin joins us. She will be making the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then our pal Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar swings by. We're going to make one last final push here for Smoke on the Fox, which happens June 2nd. This is a great event sponsored by Appleton Cigar that a lot of the money goes to charity, and it's also co-sponsored by Lion's Tail Brewing Company. So a really fun event. Their second annual. We'll talk with Norm. We're going to do a quick hit at 7:05 for that. Then at 7:20, very excited to have my guest tonight. Laura Enright is on the show. She's an author who has written books, many different genres and styles. She's got a couple vampire books, though, that we're going to talk about tonight. So a little vampire talk at 7:20 to get your Thursday rolling here, at least Thursday night, as we roll into the weekend. If you haven't seen Sinners yet, maybe this will inspire you. But we'll talk to Laura. She's been on the show once before after having written the book Meet the Parents, the Meet the Parents story, which is fascinating as well. She's a great writer. She's here at 7:20. So lots of great guests tonight on the show. And I'm not even including, when I say guests, your fantastic texts. We always love to get those when you answer our question of the night or just share your thoughts throughout the course of the show. Always fun to have the listeners participate. I said to Todd Michaels, Conrad, about 2 weeks ago, we were on the phone, and I said, we need a fun listener name, like something the listeners or the followers of the show can call themselves. And since we deal with television and movies and music and comedy, but I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. So I've been, you know, debating, going back and forth as to whether or not to actually make it or put it out there. But it is at least funny. Couch potatoes. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. You know, we are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained and contribute to your communities and all that kind of stuff. But there's nothing wrong with watching a little color television every once in a while. So looking forward to all that you guys bring to the show as well tonight. Lots of fun. We do have a new contest here at Civic Media. You have to have the Civic Media app to play, just like all the contests we've done here. And they're so simple. I mean, all you have to do is text a keyword. Each hour, you have a chance to win. And whatever Civic Media station you're listening to, whether it's on the app, well, it has to be on the app, you just text the keyword and you're eligible. Listen throughout the day for your chances to be a winner at 7 a.m., that is, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the statewide Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. Conrad, you can't win this.
Oh.
You do know that. We go over this every time, and I feel like I have to remind you.
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm going to win it. Listen for your chance to win in Civic Media's latest statewide Text to Win contest, our Sconny Summer contest starts Monday, June 2nd. So we're talking about it now, but you can't play till Monday, folks. But get your thumbs ready so you can text off the Civic Media app. Just listen across the network at those times I just mentioned. You have a chance to win $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets each hour. Each hour. Our hourly entry qualifies you for one of two grand prize trips in the Sconny Summer text wide. This is one of those days I'm having trouble spitting it out. I haven't talked to anybody.
It's all right.
I've been like prepping the show and I've had scripts to write for PBS and polish those up because I got that coming up. I literally have not talked to anybody all day. So this is kind of me stretching out, folks. So bear with me. But it is a statewide text to win contest. The grand prizes are Wisconsin summer vacations. You ready for this, Conrad? In either Door County or Baraboo.
Yeah, those are two great locations.
Look at Baraboo throwing its hat into the ring.
Yeah.
A beautiful area. And we're even throwing in gas money to get you there. You have four daily chances to enter beginning Monday, June 2nd, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text in the keyword after you get it through the app, and you will be all set to go. So good luck, everybody, with the Wisconsin, with the Sconny Summer Civic Media Contest. Man, where do I start? We got a lot to cover here. So, okay. We have to, hey, you know what I found in my car from 2 days ago? A lottery ticket. You ever buy a lottery ticket and forget about it?
No, I don't think so.
Do you play the lottery?
Not often. I've done the scratch-offs. Usually I do it right away.
That sounds obscene. But what is that? What do you win with a scratch-off? Is that like where you win like $20 or something? You're not winning millions of dollars.
I won $100 off one once.
How much are they?
It was a Christmas gift, like a stocking stuffer. Oh, and nice. Yeah, I won $100 off it.
I feel like if you're going to spend $100, make the reward bigger.
You know,
I'm sure you have less of a chance.
But it would have been cool to get $100,000, but
I'll take $100,000.
Yeah.
I play when I think about it. I don't really play that often. And I always put the ticket in my car and I forget about it. And I do check, though. Like, even though it's been a few days, I'm like, oh, yeah. Did I win millions? Let me check. I don't think I've ever even gotten one number. Like, it makes you realize how impossible it is to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Honest to God, there's six numbers. Maybe I get one if I'm lucky. And you don't win anything for getting one. I don't know if you knew that.
I think you get, what is it? It starts at like three, right?
Yeah.
Or is it like four?
If you win three, what do you get? You get like your money back or something,
something like that? Yeah.
That's so lame. Whatever. Hey, we got some texts yesterday after the show had ended. Civic Media's own Corey Hartman texted in. He had a great text. And last night there was a phenomenon with the texters. I didn't even know this was a thing. Maybe I had heard it. But people love the text. The question last night was, what are your favorite burger toppings? Because it was National Hamburger Day. And a lot of people said peanut butter. A couple lunatics even said peanut butter with nuts, crunchy peanut butter in burgers. And it was, we had fun with it. I don't, that's not something I don't think I would do. But there's another voucher here in the form of Corey Hartman, who says, I once thought peanut butter on a burger was blasphemous. I never thought it was blasphemous. I just thought it didn't sound tasty.
Yeah.
But Corey says, then I tried it, and there's no going back. Then he put a Homer. I love that Homer meme he added there, too, where Homer's drooling about food. Great stuff. Thank you, Corey. Well, we got a great question tonight, too, buddy. I think we should get to it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite movie score? We're talking score here, folks. You have a song. That's fine. You can share that. But what is your favorite movie score? I think we should give a little demonstration here. You got those babies lined up?
Well, which one do you want to play?
Because here's my favorite. Danny Elfman, and this is what kind of instigated this question. It's Danny Elfman's birthday today. And the movie Up dropped in 2009, 16 years ago. So Up has a beautiful... Let's hear some Up first from Michael Giacchini. Beautiful. Now, he's one of the best composers for movies. And that's a great one. And I loved Up. I liked the first 20 minutes of it more than I liked the whole movie, though, I have to say. It was so sweet watching how the couple got together, this great music.
You know, when I was clipping this, I watched, like, that little thing that they have in that video, and it's, like, going through the whole story.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I haven't seen this movie in so long. It's such a good movie.
Oh, it's great. And I'm being overly critical because I did really like the movie, but that first segment it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's also Danny Elfman's birthday today. I think he turns 71. Danny Elfman created such movie and TV scores as The Simpsons theme and Midnight Run. Midnight Run is my favorite movie score. Let's hear a little Midnight Run, Con.
Actually, should we do Simpsons first?
We can.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do Simpsons. Right.
He gets paid every time they run this.
That's a lot of money if he does.
I really don't know how it works with... I would imagine he does. Because every time they play your episode that you wrote as a writer, you get a kickback. You know, you get residuals. So I assume it's the same for Danny Elfman, but he's got... This is part of every episode.
How many episodes do you think there are now?
Well, the show's been on for like 36 or 37 years. So if he gets 5 cents even for every episode since then, and the guy's loaded. I actually met him at a party once. He's a very soft spoken guy. We were just standing around the keg on this guy's deck. This is probably 1997. Very nice guy. But my favorite, why did you want to play The Simpsons first, by the way?
I just like it.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Here's Danny Elfman's Midnight Run score. This just makes me happy. Bow, 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 bow. One of my all-time favorite movies, too. Let's let it play till it kicks in. Give us just a little V.
We could just play this to the break.
Could we?
Yeah.
I like this as background music. I wish this music followed me around in my everyday life. Give us a little more volume there.
All right.
Ba, ba, ba. So this is my favorite movie score, Midnight Run. And, you know, I know a lot of people say Hoosiers, Rocky, Gladiator, Pirates of the Caribbean. Folks, there are no wrong answers. Please let us know what your favorite movie score is at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will read your text when we come back. I've got social media text to read here. It's a popcorn pick of the weeknight, folks. It's Thursday. Mary Picorni Donlin will be here. She is a PBS producer, Madison-based, and a movie buff. So we'll do all that when we come back after this very short break. Your text being read on the radio. That's coming up. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm your host, Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, Thursday, folks. Hope you're having a great week. A short week, more than likely, given the long weekend last week. Great to have you here at Nightlight tonight. I had to text. Todd Michaels is going to be on the show next week. We're going to do some paranormal talk. That'll be fun. And I said, when he agreed to the time, I said, you rule. And he said, I rock the docks, rule the pool, and shake the lakes.
Okay.
Very confident. I've never heard any of those. I love those. That's your morning show producer, Mining with the Mayor producer, Todd Michaels, folks. That'll be fun. Todd's so much fun to talk about paranormal stuff with. And I realized, do we have text? We got to read our text, Conrad.
Yeah.
Got to keep after me, man. I got so much going on here tonight. Oh, we got a phone call, too. Let's do the phone call. We got Ollie on the line.
Ollie from the North
Woods. Love hearing from Ollie. Ollie, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. My favorite score is the one from Chariots of Fire.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that called? Chariots of Fire. I'm just Googling, Ollie. I think it's just called Chariots of Fire, actually. But it's great. Yeah. That's, like, really inspiring. I love when people come up with stuff too, Ollie, that I kind of forgot about. That's a great one.
Kind of an oldie.
I think it was by someone named Vangelis, Vangelis. Yeah, I do remember that. Got a lot of radio play too. Great stuff. Thank you.
It won an Academy Award or something too, didn't it?
I think you're right. Boy, that's a great one. Thanks so much, Ollie. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
That's our pal, Ollie from the North Woods. Love to hear from Ollie. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite movie score is The Godfather. Well, you're in good company there. That's a good one, Anna. That might have won an Oscar, too. I'm not even going to have time to Google all these because most great scores are in that conversation. Thank you, Anna. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says the score is 9-5. Pete's Peeps over the Conrad Commandos. You know, I made an underwear change recently. Not meaning I changed my underwear, but I went with a whole different style. We got to have a discussion about that one of these nights, because I think we did an underwear question at some point like a year ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Do you remember what the question was?
What? I don't remember completely what
it was.
All right,
we'll find it. Yeah. We got to do something. But Tyler's text commandos made me think of that. Thank you, Tyler. 9-5. That's a good one. Barb from Waukesha says, no Brewers game, but the Packers should be very interesting.
Is that, Pacers. Pacers game. They face.
Oh, okay.
They're up 3-1 against the Knicks.
And a lot of people are rooting against the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean.
Or at least a lot of people in my circles. And I feel like the big bad Knicks, you know, people should be rooting for them to lose because it's New York.
And, you know, if the Pacers do go, it's going to be two small market teams against each other in the finals.
And the NBA probably hates that, right?
Probably. I feel like they hated when the Bucks won, too.
Who's the other team?
So it'd be OKC, the Thunder.
Oh, right. Okay, sure. All right, Barb. We're cheering for who you cheer for. Thank you for the text. Barb's in the 262. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Mine is the Wizard of Oz. Excellent score. Excellent text, Sherry. You never disappoint. Thank you, my friend. Steve from Florida, he's in the 920, but he's in Florida. Conrad, your dad pulls that off somehow.
Yes, he does.
He says, Pete and Conrad, FYI, if you get the Powerball on the lottery, you win $4. Double the money on a $2 bet. That doesn't really get my motor running. But I do appreciate the information. I didn't know that. I knew it was something, though. Steve also says, FYI, Pete, Paula and I tried a burger with peanut butter for dinner tonight, and it wasn't too bad. A brave new world. Your parents are adventurous. Conrad, that's fantastic.
I wish I could have been there to try it with them.
Oh, my God. This is funny. Okay. This happens all the time. I've done this. Barb just texted back. Her initial text was, no Brewers game, but the Pacers game should be very entertaining. And I always, you know, I thought that was meant for us because I always encourage people to text their thoughts throughout the course of the show. Yeah. Barb sent another text saying, LOL, that was meant for my son. She probably texted her son what her favorite movie score was. I'm sure he was happy to get that. Who doesn't want to get a text from mom?
Exactly.
No matter what it's about. So social media, Mike Desitel said 25 or 6-4. Love the song. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out context there, Mike. But it's great to hear from Mike either way. Nick Wallander says, this might sound random, but I think Little Miss Sunshine had a great score. It did. Or Inception, he says. I don't remember Inception score. Thank you, Nick. Nick's texts are great. Nick was here a week ago doing great improv games.
Oh, yes.
2 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Scott.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great guy. Check out Comedy City, folks, if you haven't. Right here in De Pere, northeast Wisconsin. Some good laughs. Monica Hale says, Broken Flowers, a lot of really cool Ethiopian jazz. I'm ashamed to say I've never seen Broken Flowers. It's a Jim Jarmusch film. But great text. Thank you, Monica. Ethiopian jazz as a score. That's pretty cool. Some stream tech. Oh, Nick again on the stream. He says, oh, Up is a good choice. It might be Pixar's best film overall, too. Boy, that would spark a great discussion because
yes,
I know he would get pushback on that, and he'd probably have a lot of people that agree with him. Thank you, Nick. Nick says, about 790 episodes of The Simpsons. Look at this guy. He's an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
They might hit 1,000. Like, that show's not going away anytime soon.
Oh, no.
It still gets ratings, and it's expensive. Like, animated shows are expensive to make. Well, you don't have Ted Danson-type or Jerry Seinfeld-type salaries. You're still paying your voiceover actors. I mean, I would love to know how much one of those episodes cost to make. But Nick says 790 of them have happened. Paula, Conrad's mom, also, boy, your folks are texting. They're texting on the stream, keeping us busy.
Yeah.
Getting my steps in here between your parents' social media platforms. Paula says, Skyfall by Adele for James Bond. Oh, that's interesting. That's a great one. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite movie score? Score, that's the music composed for background and mood and all that kind of stuff. Hey, we're coming right back for the Popcorn Pick of the Week. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roosts over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. State lawmakers held a hearing on a proposed bill that would give drivers for rideshare and food delivery apps access to additional benefits. The legislation would allow drivers working as independent contractors to access a statewide benefits portal through which their employers could contribute to health care and retirement accounts. Those speaking against the legislation in the hearing noted that those companies are not required to make contributions to the portal, and therefore the benefits included in the portal for those drivers are not guaranteed. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ruled that small communities do not need permission from the state to stop using electronic voting machines. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the town of Thornapple in Rusk County, alleging the town broke state law when it switched from electronic voting machines to hand-counted paper ballots in the April and August elections last year. The decision was 5-1, with Wisconsin Election Commission Chair Ann Jacobs disagreeing with the analysis that found the municipalities don't need the state's permission. A Duluth man accused of stabbing a man who was panhandling before fleeing police has officially been charged with assault. According to court documents, the Duluth Police Department responded to reports of the stabbing near Superior Street and Lake Avenue last Thursday. The victim told officers he had been stabbed in the neck but managed to escape and call for help. After reviewing security footage, 37-year-old James Taylor Jr. was identified as a suspect. When officers caught up to him, he allegedly had a Swiss Army knife and blood on his hands. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the eighth installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The eighth movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then becoming partly cloudy tonight, to a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. And low to mid-80s with sunshine for this weekend. It's 65 right now.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week on the Rational Revolution, we've got Devin Remiker. He's running for chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, where we all come together and talk about the things in life that make us happy. And tonight, in particular, it's movie scores. Share with us what your favorite is. That's our question of the night. What is your favorite movie score? And yes, it is the popcorn pick of the week. One of my favorite nights. Easily top five every week. We do it here. And joining me tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week here at Nightlight is a good friend of mine and someone I've worked with for years at PBS. She is a producer of many shows, many award-winning shows on PBS, and she joins us now over the stream, Mary Pokorny-Donlan. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing very well. I want to share this story before we get started. Okay. Probably about 4 years into the director's cut, my director's cut reign, I guess you'd say, when I took over after Charles Monroe Kane hosted, you and I found out we have a connection in tiny Three Lakes, Wisconsin. Please elaborate.
It was crazy. I was talking that I was going to go up north to meet my my sister-in-law is part of this family, and by the way, it's, I don't even know if you know him, it's called the Kelly family, and you just freaked out. Like, oh, the Kelly family? Who are you, like, talking about, you know? And anyway, we realized that is it your mother and then the matriarch were like best friends?
Marianne Kelly.
Crazy.
Yeah, Marianne Kelly. Marianne Kelly, the matriarch who passed away a few years ago, and my grandmother, Sis Schwabba, were like besties for their whole life. And they lived near each other in Chicago, and they both ended up with cottages up in Three Lakes. So when you said the Kelly family, and I don't even know, I probably just said, like, I wouldn't happen to be this Kelly family. And you said, yeah, it is. So we had so much fun hanging out with them in Three Lakes and just, you know, water skiing, swimming, playing softball, all kinds of fun stuff. They're a great family. And so your sister married well. You must be happy about that.
It's always nice to go up there and visit, you know, just like, I'm just stopping by for the weekend. Hope that's okay. Right. Mind if I jump on the pontoon? All right.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you're doing okay too, my friend. And it's great to have you here. Thank you for doing this. I know how busy you are, but I also know you like movies. So that's exciting too.
I do.
So let's jump right in. All right. Okay. So this is called the popcorn pick of the week. And I became fascinated, Mary, with popcorn several months ago when we came up with this piece and why, you know, I did all this research about why it became America's favorite movie snack and read all this stuff about how during the Depression it was cheap, you know, and they would pop the popcorn outside. So, and then it became a staple. Like, people would hear the popcorn and they'd smell the popcorn. It just became, you know, a perfect complement to movies. And it's probably by and large people's favorite snack. But what is your favorite snack when you watch a movie?
I don't know if I have one. I mean, again, popcorn is probably an easy one to go to. Anymore, I love that the modern theaters, well, some of them offered the option of food.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I could do dinner and a movie, maybe a beer or something while I'm watching a movie. Love that. I mean, I've not been opposed to, like, sneaking in candy into a movie if I have to.
Right.
For my kids, you know, when they're younger. Again, then popcorn got to be this weird thing with all this, like, saturated butter on it.
Yep.
But it makes it taste so good. But at home, yeah, I'd probably just do some, like, salty chips or popcorn or something like that. So nothing completely original.
I'm the same way. And as far as, like, sneaking in snacks, we do that too. And we sneak in, like, I don't want movie theater soda. Like, if there's, like, a craft soda with real sugar, maybe I would do that. But now my wife and I sneak in Blue Moon non-alcoholic beer. We don't really drink, but it's like you're sitting there in the movie theater and it's a quiet moment and I'll hear psst, and it's like, hun, wait till there's at least a car chase or something, you know.
I know.
But it's great. And do you do the popcorn? Do you, like, if you go to the movie, you'll do chips over popcorn?
I seriously, unless I go there to get, like, dinner and food like that, I really don't order popcorn that often. So I do have a friend of mine that orders popcorn every time. But he's kind of a fanatic. It's like, you can't put your hand in his popcorn bowl. So you actually have to get your own if you're going to have any, because it's just not sanitary.
I kind of get that. It's like,
I know, I get it too.
And we have, like, in Marinette, we have this thing where if you can buy a bucket, and then you, anytime you bring the bucket in, you get they'll refill it. But I feel like that is so degrading, making people carry in a bucket, feeling like a bunch of oinkers, and we want our free popcorn. It's so demoralizing to me.
And where do you keep that bucket when you're at home?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Where do you keep it? Hey, honey, grab the bucket. We're going to the movie.
Right. I eat it. I use it for cereal when I'm at home. So how do you like to watch movies, Mary? Do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home?
I usually watch them at home, especially as I get older. So I was just thinking about this, talking to you. I really enjoy the modern conveniences now of being able to go online, pick my seat.
Yeah.
And knowing that I can have an aisle or not, because just before, you know, I've been around for a while, it was always the risk of like going into a popular movie and like going, getting your tickets, and you walk and like going, oh my God, am I going to be able to sit? Like, do I have to sit in the middle? I mean, right. I still have this flashback, just like traumatizing, of going to the movie Seven. And we went in and it was packed. And I was going in with my boyfriend at the time and my sister, and there were three seats scattered all over. So you had to sit by strangers. And again, watching a movie like Seven, you kind of want to have someone, you know, safe by your side. So now I've enjoyed going to the movie now more because I can pick my seat, but I probably still watch 90% of my films at home.
You know, it's interesting. There's this big push to get people back to the theater, and I'm kind of part of it. I like going to the theater, but I love that we have the option at home. I probably watch more movies at home, like if they're old film noirs or classics or whatever, but I love going to the theater. Unfortunately, we don't have the kind of theater where you can pick your own seats like that. That's like a gourmet movie experience, right? You don't have to rush in. Your seat's there waiting for you, and they're usually really comfortable. I was at Longlegs. Last fall, I'm the only one in the theater. Two people come in. They sit right behind me for this.
What is that?
It's like antisocial behavior. I mean, what on earth? It's a creepy movie to begin with. Don't sit right behind me. And I moved. I'm like, and I gave him the look, and I moved, made a big deal about it. Just to say, what's wrong with you? You know.
That is basic movie etiquette. Come on.
I think so, too. So what are your favorite type of movies, Mary? Like, what genre do you like the most?
So it switched. When I was younger, I would go for the epics. I would sit there and watch Gone with the Wind. I'd watch Gandhi, Lord of the Rings, although, you know, Lawrence of Arabia was a bit much. But as I went on, and then like now my tastes have changed, where I never used to like horror, but my husband's a big fan of horror.
Oh, wow.
So I've actually really come to appreciate horror, thriller, action. I guess just a movie. If a movie is smart and surprising, it just blows my mind. I just love it. Rom-coms I'll do every once in a while, but it's really hard to find a good comedy. It is really hard to find a good comedy. And so when I do, it's usually, it's on rotation. I'll just watch it, like, just, like, stowed away. And then I'll go back to, like, trying to share movies that I grew up with our kids to see if they still hold up. You know, like Breakfast Club holds up.
Yeah.
But other things like Pretty in Pink, it's on the verge. You know, things like that. So I'd say for my most part right now, it's going to be horror, thriller.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I'm trying to get like, I like the horror films that aren't gory, or like I've heard this movie, what is it? Final Destination or whatever that's out right now, that they've invented creative ways to make people die. I'm not really into that, but I don't mind being scared a little bit. All right. Let me ask you this. When you're in a theater and people are loud, how do you respond to that? Do you shush them, give them a look, throw hands right away and go fisticuffs, or what do you do, Mayor?
I do probably the casual over like a Seinfeld look, you know, like over the shoulder once and then further around cranking it. Try that. Otherwise, I don't know, there's not much you can do.
So, I totally
I'm not going to really go fisticuffs over. Yeah. But if I can move, I'd move probably.
I am with you 100%. I don't like to go for the violence right away. And I, you know, I'm a grown man now. I'm not going to do that, but I do give the look. My guest is Mary Picorni Donlan. She is a producer at PBS Wisconsin and has done some amazing work there. And I've enjoyed working with her also over the last number of years. She's making the popcorn pick of the week. We are moments away. Mary, have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh my God. Too many times. Just, I mean, someone was just talking about soundtracks. Up. I bawled within the first 5 minutes of that movie. Are you kidding me? You're
I know.
Killing me here.
It's terrible. Did you, to me, I thought the first part of that movie was the best part. Like when they showed how the courtship and all that kind of stuff, it was so great. Yeah. But I've cried like during Terms of Endearment, like when I was in college and I was like, you know, even more guy then, like, and I found myself like with, it was almost embarrassing, but I love when a movie can take you there when you're not expecting it.
Yes, I do. I do love that too, especially as a parent, you know, is that there's something very poignant about a child or something like that, like, or something that you're just relating to, but I will throw in a movie just because I'm like, I need to cry. So now that I know that, in Terms of Endearment, like I need to cry soon, I'm going to throw that puppy in because I will cry every single time.
But have you seen it already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I've watched that movie probably 20 times and I'll still cry.
I don't even know why I had it on in my dorm room. I was, you know, just, I heard it was a great movie. I like Nicholson. I don't know what it was, but I haven't seen it since. And I wonder if it would hold up and still make me bawl, you know?
I think it would. Yeah? I think it would. Because the acting was so strong in that.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a great movie.
Yeah.
Nick on the stream says, sitting near people in an empty theater is like choosing the urinal directly adjacent to someone in an empty restroom. I'm so glad Nick made that correlation because I did think of that because that's happened to me a number of times too. I wasn't going to bring that up with you, Mary.
There might be something about you, Pete, that's like bringing this attention. Like I don't know.
Like the cut of my jib from the back? What? What am I doing? What kind of vibe am I putting out there in men's rooms? I hope nothing.
That's something you have to think about.
All right. I think we are ready, ladies and gentlemen, to get Mary Picorni Donlan's Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, if you please. It's the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week. This week, it's Mary Picorni Donlan from PBS Wisconsin. Mary, your popcorn pick.
I am picking a movie that I just saw this last week, and it's the strongest movie I've seen in quite a long time. I'm going to recommend Sinners by Ryan Coogler.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that pick. That is a fantastic pick. You texted me. Like a week ago.
Yeah, I texted you because it just moved me so much. Like, have you seen this movie? It is insane. It's so great.
I'm so glad you saw that. Go ahead.
And I've been listening to the soundtrack like virtually every day, just from beginning to the end, because the music made that. The acting was great. It was just a great, great take on a movie. And just someone else was talking, they were just saying about Ethiopian jazz. This was just an interesting Bayou jazz Irish soundtrack that just made the movie explode. It was I highly recommend it.
And you know what's so great? It's funny you say that because the jazz in the movie and some of the blues, I don't like it typically in movies when they take a big chunk out of the movie to play a song or have someone sing a song or whatever. Like there was Conrad's favorite movie, The Fall Guy last spring. I don't know if you saw that, but the star of the film takes 5 minutes out to sing a karaoke tune. And I'm like, what? It was just such an odd choice. But Sinners, the music was so good. I could not agree more with you. Maybe we'll talk about that film for another minute or two. We've got a few more minutes here with our guest, Mary Picorni Donlan. We're going to do a very short break. Don't go anywhere, folks. You'll miss the fun. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm sick and tired of your setting me up, setting me up for just a knocker, knocker, knocker. Down, 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 we're going down, 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 we're going down, 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 we're going down, down, down. Come on, Jack!
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue.
made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do.
Dropped on this day. I think it was 1996. But it's like the only Oasis song, like they're a great band, but I don't know, it's the only song I listen to. So, big whip. All right, welcome back to Nightlight, folks. This is Pete Schwabba. We are doing the popcorn pick of the week. We just did it, actually. Mary Picorni Donlan, my guest right now, who made the pick, picked Sinners. And I could not agree more. Mary, such a great film. In what I love about it is that it's not a franchise film. It's not a Marvel film. They just crushed it in every aspect of filmmaking. The acting is excellent. The music, the costumes, it's a period piece. When I first read that Michael B. Jordan was playing twins, I usually don't like that gimmick. Now I totally get it, and I loved it. So that's a fantastic pick.
Thank you. Yeah, I went into it knowing just very little about it. My daughter had seen it. My husband had read all about it. And I'm like, all right, sure, I'll just give it a try. And just like you said, I love that it's a standalone period piece, and it isn't like a sequel. It isn't a super. It's just a very smart, well done movie, and I always applaud that. You know,
so yeah, same. And for those of you listening who haven't seen Sinners yet, I think Mary and I would both advise see the movie, stay through the credits. You cannot leave.
Oh yes, thank you. Good point.
a very pivotal scene happens at the end of the credits, and I'm surprised they did that. But you know what? I like the movie a lot. After that scene, I love the movie. I love them jumping forward in time a little bit, right?
Yeah, I know, exactly. But I was like, I was lucky that I was getting up and slowly moving, and all of a sudden it came on. And I was like one standing in the aisle. The lights were already up, and people were walking out, and they came back. So I think, luckily, about two-thirds of the audience got to see that. it's one of those things that I think I texted you about as well that irritates me a little bit. I know Marvel movies always did that. You know, after the long credits, there's like a thing to set up the next one. You know, sometimes it's like you said, like when you saw, like a lot of people had left and they missed it. So, which is disappointing, but great point for people who are going to watch it.
Yeah, terrible. All right. So you are one of the busiest people I know. I've enjoyed working with you for years now on Director's Cut. And when I write and introduce all the POV and independent lens films, what else are you working about? Or what could you direct people to that are listening to some of the work you've done on PBS? Anything coming up or that they can access from the past?
I'm working on some Wisconsin Life stories that are coming up for the next season. For some of you in the audience who might know, Jerry Abbs is a historian, storyteller. He's done several for us. And I just did a program on Jerry Abbs, Meet Me at the Fair, about the history of county fairs. And one before that was about a cookbook, like based on his mother's recipe. So I've done a lot of that. Otherwise, I'm working on one. We're still like in the process of doing researching it, but there's always good stuff on PBS Wisconsin. So, you
absolutely.
Know, always great, like, great independent films, just great series. So please, if you guys like, tune in.
Yeah, keep up the great work, and I will see you Tuesday, my friend.
I will see you too. Miss you. I'll see you then.
All right, you too. That's Mary Picorni Donlin making the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Check out all of her work and the great work being done at PBS Wisconsin. Good stuff. So we've got some text here. Our question of the night is, what is the best or what is your favorite movie score? It's all subjective. And you know what? I wish Nick, I almost wish I hadn't acknowledged his text so that next time I saw Nick somewhere, I could just sidle up right next to him at the urinal. I was not going to make that joke while Mary was on, but that has happened to me so many times. And I mean, not like a weekly thing, but you know.
What's worse?
What?
Having that happen to you or having someone sit right in front of you at the movie theater with a whole open theater?
Well, probably at a scary movie. Like she mentioned Seven. I mentioned Long Legs. Probably in a movie theater because I'm like, are they going to kill me? Is this like some kind of weird fetish thing where they want to go see a horror film and off somebody? Like I'm used to standing next to guys in urinals, even though I think it's weird. Whoever invented that system, it's like, what are we, animals? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just part of our society now, but that's kind of strange. I don't know. All right. So Patrick from the 608 says, no major awards, but the Breakfast Club had some very choice score music. I'm the Dude, the Reggae, Dream Montage, Love Theme, of course. Don't You Forget About Me. Yeah, that's a great one. And Mary just said the Breakfast Club totally holds up. I got to give that a rewatch. Steve, I know your dad, Conrad, we've been doing this long enough that I know your dad loves the Rocky movie.
Oh, yeah.
As do I, and it's original score music. That's easily one of the best scores of all time. And Gonna Fly Now is a song, but I think it falls into that score category too because I think Bill Conti, the composer, created the song as well. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I always appreciated the music played in the TV series Chuck. I don't know that show.
You know, so Mary, before she left, she said, any Tarantino movie has a great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Soundtrack, yes. No question about that. Yeah, for sure. Stuck in the Middle with You in his first film. Awesome stuff. Daddy-O from Windsor. Love that name. Love the name Daddy-O and love Windsor. Is there a Windsor, Wisconsin? All I know is Windsor, Canada.
Well, I'll have to go to the Google.
Let's Google. I'm sure it's a Wisconsin town. He's got a 608. He says, I love James Bond. I love the James Bond Casino Royale score. Chris Cornell sings the opening song, totally rocks. God, I kind of forgot about that. I can't place it.
So Windsor is right below
Madison?
Or right above Madison, right below DeForest.
It's a lovely name. As is Daddy-O. Thank you, Daddy-O. Dennis from Milwaukee says Shaft. Oh, that's a great one. How could I forget Shaft? We have that, don't we? I don't know if you kept it, but I know we've cut it before.
I'll have to look during the break and see if I can. I kind of have to be reminded what that is.
It'll come to you. It's brilliant. Nick Wallander also says, Inception was Hans Zimmer. Some foghorn action and the use of audio illusions that sound like the music is getting continuously higher pitched. It's called a shepherd tone. Christopher Nolan likes those in his movies. Wow. Nick's on it tonight. And this is your favorite score.
It is. It is. I love the films and the music.
Is it John Williams?
It is.
Yeah, he's maybe the greatest of all time.
Yes. He's done Harry Potter and Star Wars too.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic stuff. When we come back, our pal Norm Kopeski will be here from Appleton Cigar. We're going to make one more push and hopefully get some of you guys out to the big event, Smoke on the Fox. That's all coming up after intermission. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Tell us your favorite movie score on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. An appeals court reinstating President Trump's tariffs after two federal courts ruled they should be blocked. The White House threatening to take the fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Harvard gets a win in the legal battle over whether it can enroll international students. A federal judge extending an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar the Ivy League school from enrolling foreign students. Harvard student Funchu John is one semester away from receiving his master's at Harvard and uneasy.
Everybody is wondering the plan for next year, whether we should take a leave of absence, whether we should go back home and finish our semester online, or wait for more guidance from the administration at the school.
In Gaza, Hamas says it's evaluating a U.S. ceasefire proposal. United Airlines and JetBlue have just announced an unusually close partnership. The two airlines will start to sell seats on each other's flights. This is ABC News.